that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. In the 1970s, U.S. soldiers on leave from Vietnam go to a hippie commune and fall in love with women there. That's in a new production of Shakespeare's romantic comedy, Much Ado About Nothing, opening tonight at Butte College. On today's program, we'll talk with the director and four of the actors. Reading correspondent Kelly Frost will talk with director and cast members from the musical Oliver at the Cascade Theater in Reading.
Gotta dance, gotta dance, gotta dance, gotta dance.
And today we welcome our newest correspondent, Hannah Lockhart. She'll be talking with the artistic director of a major dance event in Chico. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
In Reading, Axiom Repertory Theater ends its run of Wit, the Pulitzer Prize-winning dark comedy about a dying woman who, with deep thought and humor, reassesses her life. Performances at Old City Hall are 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night, with a final performance Sunday at 2. The Orland Art Center, in the exhibit Dancing to Different Tunes, displays artwork by a mother-daughter duo, Pat Vogt and Allison Mucci. The center's open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 6. It's the final weekend for Chico Theatre Company's production Noises Off, a laugh-out-loud look at the backstage follies of theatre folk. This wild farce plays tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30, and the last performance is Sunday at 2. At Chico State's Laxon Auditorium, the spring musical Avenue Q. This Tony-winning show, featuring a puppet and human cast, addresses adult issues with a catchy musical score. It's been described as Sesame Street for grown-ups. Avenue Q plays next week, Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30, and a week from Sunday at 2. This coming Wednesday, North State Realities and Fantasies, an exhibit of paintings by Dolores Mitchell, opens at the Red Tavern, 3rd Avenue and the Esplanade in Chico. Her subjects include Caper Acres, 1 Mile Swimming Pool, and the orchards and rice fields surrounding Chico. Meet the artist at a reception, 4:30 to 5:30, Wednesday. At Chico Art Center, Creative Fusion, the 14th Annual Junior High and High School Exhibition. Young art students display their paintings, photographs, ceramics, and sculptures. The center's open noon to 4, Monday through Friday, and 10 to 4, tomorrow and Sunday. Also on the Chico visual art scene, MoCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, will be honoring local veterans by displaying some of their artwork. MoCA's open 11 to 5, Thursday through Sunday. In Chico State's Arts and Humanities Building, the Janet Turner Print Museum displays its 23rd juried student printmaking exhibition. Also at the Turner, the 16th Annual Ink Clay Art Show. Museum hours, 11 to 4, Monday through Saturday. In Yuba City, the Acting Company has a fundraising concert, Gershwin and Friends. Hear Gershwin songs, along with tunes by Cole Porter, Duke Ellington, and George M. Cohen. All the concerts happen at Yuba City's First Lutheran Church, 850 Cooper Avenue. Performances begin at 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night, with a matinee Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Born on this date, Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright August Wilson. Confront the dark parts of yourself, Wilson advised, and work to banish them with illumination and forgiveness. Your willingness to wrestle with your demons will cause your angels to sing.
Something happening here, what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Much Ado About Nothing, a Shakespeare comedy, opening tonight at Butte College. And I have here the director of the show, Jesse Mers. Jesse, I understand you're setting it in the 1970s, is that right?
That's right. We're at the end of the Vietnam era. I was thinking about romance and I was thinking about love. I'm hopeful that the audience will think about their own love affairs and their own relationship with falling in love. At the very beginning of the show, they reference war. So I started thinking about, well, what if Vietnam soldiers went to a hippie retreat as a way to overcome the traumas of war so that they have the headspace to fall in love after surviving PTSD? The play is Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. We just happen to have Vietnam soldiers and longer 70s hair. A couple little tricks along the way to help us be clear that we're in the Vietnam era.
You know, I was looking at the poster for this show, and I noticed the words Much Ado are in the lettering that looks just like MASH lettering, and you even put the asterisk in between the two words. Is it part of your approach to have some of the tone of MASH, an irreverence or an anti-establishment feeling?
Many in this generation and the generation that protested the Vietnam War were anti-killing, anti-war. As we're in this international time of crises, it's really nice to be able to step back and think about different ways of being, including what is the place of war in today's modern society. For so many of us, love is a major theme in our lives.
The most famous characters in the show are Beatrice and Benedict, and they've often been called the first main characters in a romantic comedy, a rom-com. It's like Shakespeare invented the rom-com. So how is this play parallel with what we know as a rom-com, you know, When Harry Met Sally and all those many, many movies like that?
Yeah, I think the primary trope of romantic comedies is that we spend the whole play watching these two potential lovers argue and not get along and have all sorts of misunderstandings. The whole night, hopefully, we're rooting for these two to fall in love and to get over the various obstacles to their love and just shut up and get over it and kiss and let's get it going. The structure of Much Ado is about Beatrice and Benedict and their various epic debates. To see our students here in Butte County step into the language of Shakespeare and give it so much life and make us root for them to fall in love and argue, I think Much Ado About Nothing is Shakespeare's original romantic comedy.
We've been talking with Jesse Merz, who is the director of Much Ado About Nothing at Butte College. Now let's hear from some of the cast. We have here Abby Shaw. She plays Beatrice. Beatrice is a pretty sharp woman. She can keep up with even the cleverest of men.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, when I was first reading for her, I was thinking, God, this woman is way smarter than me. I was like, I'm going to have to think about this a lot before I actually perform it.
Tell me a little bit how the relationship goes between your character and Benedict.
In the text, it actually gives a bit of a wink to the audience that Beatrice and Benedict have had a relationship in the past, but they don't really specify what that was. It's obvious from the get-go that they both have feelings for each other, but they kind of hate each other too. Because of that past relationship, something negative happened, and whenever they meet, they fight and they fight and they fight until they can't fight anymore. And usually Beatrice wins.
They're both so smart, they're kind of in competition with each other, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're definitely like the same person. We even kind of like move the same. I noticed that.
And it's like both your characters are too proud to admit they're in love. Mm. You know, that would make them seem lesser and they want to be the dominant person.
Also, I think, you know, it's a lot to do with fear and letting yourself open up and be vulnerable with another person. I think for Beatrice and for Benedict, it's an experience that they both have not had before.
Your director has decided to set this production of Much Ado About Nothing in the 1970s. So what's it like for you going back into that tumultuous era in the United States history?
I've always loved that decade. So it's been a lot of fun to put it into context with the show. And it actually makes a lot more sense than we thought it was going to. We've been watching a lot of hippies on drugs back in the day on Woodstock and trying to embody them.
So is your Beatrice a hippie?
Oh, yeah. All the women in Messina are hippies. And Benedict is a soldier, along with Claudio.
So what are you doing, Abby, to get into that psychedelic headspace of hippies?
I just put it in my body. So like I said, we watched videos of what people physically looked like while tripping. I will put myself in that situation physically, and then I'll start to kind of feel like, ooh, but we don't actually do any drugs.
We've been talking with Abby Shaw, who plays Beatrice in Much Ado About Nothing at Butte College. Now I'm talking to Jared Jackson, who plays Benedict. Benedict is a very smart and totally verbal person. He loves language. What's it like being that kind of character, but you're speaking Shakespearean dialogue?
It was definitely a challenge at first. I had to really focus on the language, especially since Benedict has a lot of lines in the play, way more than anyone else. I have a lot of monologues. And so I really had to focus and bring energy to the lines, make sure that I had this confidence and always seem like I know what I'm saying and always have an idea of where I'm going. The way of Benedict's dealing with this PTSD that he has is he likes to use sarcasm and humor to push down his serious feelings of war. And so he's never really serious in the play, except for a few lines here or there where he talks about he would never have married because he didn't want to, you know, tie anyone down because he's afraid of what could happen in war.
Talk about the journey that you take in your relationship with Beatrice, where you start out hating each other, but this being a comedy, we know that you get together in the end.
Benedict definitely shows this sort of duality. He begins, you know, in his sarcasm, but when he starts to hear that Beatrice may actually love him, he definitely switches over to being fully madly in love, in that he's this very caring guy, ready to give his all to the relationship.
That was Jared Jackson, who's playing Benedict in Much Ado About Nothing, the Shakespeare comedy. Here's Marcus Rutledge. Tell me about Claudio, your character.
Claudio is a soldier who's coming back from the war, trying to get some R&R in this hippie commune that we have in Messina. He's a well-renowned soldier, as we learn in the exposition of the play. And when he comes in, he is immediately transfixed by the lady hero. He's going to Benedick and Don Pedro, trying to talk to them about how he can woo her and get her to find him favorable.
Well, in this production, you're a soldier and she's a hippie. So what's it like overlapping those two very different cultures in this love affair?
There's not much clashing between him and Hero immediately because they both kind of embody this free spirit, even though he's been away at war for such a long time.
Talk about how you meet the challenge of switching gears in this play, because you go from this light comedy and repartee into a rather serious thing where Hero's been accused of being a bad woman. You have to very seriously condemn her.
That has continued to be the most difficult challenge in working with this character. He is this very fun, playful spirit, and the audience wants to enjoy him and root for him in the beginning stages of the play, but he is the driving factor for this conflict later in the second act.
Marcus Rutledge, who plays Claudio in Much Ado About Nothing at Butte College. This is Bronwyn Allen. She plays Hero, the secondary heroine in this play. Bronwyn, tell me about your character, Hero.
She's one of the hippies in the hippie commune of Messina. She's very young. She thinks she's really mature for her age, but often everyone is kind of protecting her from scandalous things in the world.
Your story in this play becomes really complex. For reasons that have nothing to do with anything you do, you get accused of being, well, basically a hoe. That causes a lot of scandal and a split between you and your love, Claudio. So how are you getting into being a marked woman kind of thing? In our modern day, even in the 1970s, people weren't judged in that same way. How are you making that work on stage?
It happens on what's supposed to be the best day of my life. I go into it thinking I'm going to be loved by the most amazing man I've ever met. And it's very traumatic. Being looked at that way, having people talk about you, is hard in any time. So even though it wasn't that big of a deal during the 70s, it's a big deal any time when anyone thinks you are something that you're not.
I'm thinking that maybe Claudio was raised in a much more conservative kind of family. For him to go off so much on this idea that you're not pure.
I think Claudio does come from a conservative home. He's a soldier, a very high-ranked soldier. So it's a very serious thing to have a scandal like this come out and to have it come from somebody that you love as well. Hero, she comes from this world that's very free because we're in this hippie commune where it's all about love and care. For somebody to look at you and see you as something that you're not is hard.
So Bronwyn, tell me what your experience is like doing this Shakespeare language and this repartee of Shakespeare comedy.
It's been a lot of fun. I personally love Shakespeare so much. I've been a part of two other Shakespeare productions before, and getting to do one that is in a different period has been absolutely incredible. Getting to do research on the time period that we've chosen, this like 70s fun-loving character, has been just an absolute dream.
And you and the whole cast open this show tonight. Are you ready?
Absolutely. It's been so fun interpreting the words and making things come to life with our bodies, and we're all just really excited. We're all just dying for an audience right now. Doing this show has been so fun every single rehearsal, but we can't wait to have it all change when we have an audience reacting to what we're putting out there.
That's Bronwyn Allen. She is one of the four lead characters in Much Ado About Nothing, which opens tonight at Butte College on the main campus in the Arts Building in the Black Box Theater. 7:30 tonight, also plays 7:30 tomorrow night, and then there's a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Well, I want to thank Jesse Mers, the director, and the four actors we talked to. talking about Much Ado About Nothing. And now we're pleased to welcome our newest correspondent for Weekend Showcase, Hannah Lockhart. Today she's talking with the artistic director of a big dance event this weekend in Chico, Keeping Dance Alive.
Today I'm here at Chico Creek Dance Center with Deborah Uritsma, artistic director of Chico Community Ballet, to talk a little about Keeping Dance Alive.
We've been presenting Keeping Dance Alive for over 20 years. It first started out at the Eaton Road Opera House, which some of you will probably remember fondly. Then we went over and we were co-producing with Chico Performances at Laxon. And then we took a 3-year break. We needed to regroup and rethink about some of our directions for it. People kept going, what happened to Keeping Dance Alive? We miss it. It was one of our favorites. And so we thought, okay, let's bring it back this year. We're calling it Keeping Dance Alive 2.0. Our vision for this concert is to celebrate our local and performing groups, organizations, musicians, dancers, and actors. It's really exciting. I've actually had people coming up to me going, oh my gosh, I performed in Keeping Dance Alive a number of years ago. We're so excited that you're bringing it back. This year, we're bringing it to the very comfortable and wonderful little theater, the Center for the Arts over on the PV campus. We're going to be presenting some classical ballet, contemporary ballet, hip-hop performed by Full Force Dance Company, jazz, modern, tap, musical theater. Go into your dance from the Inspire School of Arts and Sciences from their 42nd Street production they just performed. It is one of my favorite pieces. We have a Bollywood piece, an aerial piece, and we also have our senior company dancers of Chico Community Ballet performing a piece from Sleeping Beauty. Also, we're stretching them, and they're going to do a musical theater piece from Fame. So it's going to be a wonderful concert.
That sounds amazing and so much fun. I know that it's one of my favorite local productions. There is one special performance that you are particularly looking forward to as a part of this.
We've got the Little Stars String Trio, three local siblings. They're prodigies on the violin and cello. They're amazing. Their ages are like 8, 9, and 10. They're going to be opening our second act.
Wow, what a treat. Can you tell me a little bit about your choreographers and how you go about gathering the talent to create this marvelous event?
Last year, we started sending out proposals throughout our entire community because we've got such a wealth of talent, choreographers, performers. That's what this is really celebrating. We sent out proposals with the dates that we were looking at, and people that were interested sent back proposals, and we looked those over and picked from that. We've got Musarat, who does Bollywood. She's amazing. Jara Miles, who's one of our directors for Chico Community Ballet, she's putting together an entire piece for Chico Community Ballet Company. The kids are from the age of 6 through 19. Almost 40 kids on stage for that one, and it's based on colors. We have Momentum from Chico State will be performing a choreographer piece, them, Rachel Fichtum. Also, one of our directors for the ballet company is choreographing. We have Sarah Shoemaker with Inspire School for the Arts and Sciences. We've got some solos. Oh my gosh, there's one by Noms Solaro, who choreographed a dancer who has been injured for 2 years, Victoria Knight, a piece about that journey that she's gone on, and it's so powerful. It's a great concert for pretty much all ages. I would say 6-year-olds and up will enjoy it. Call Chico Creek Dance Center if you want more information.
It sounds wonderful. I don't think anybody who listens to this is going to want to miss it. I'm really excited to bring my family there. If you are still looking for tickets, they're available at Chico Creek Dance Center, at the door, or online at 22tix.com, T TUTUTIX.com/Chico Community Ballet. Thank you again, Deborah, for meeting with me and sharing a little bit about what's coming.
Thank you, Hannah. It's been a pleasure.
The event, Keeping Dance Alive, has only three performances. One tonight at 7:30, and then two tomorrow, 2 o'clock and 7:30. That's at the Chico Center for the Arts, on the edge of the Pleasant Valley High campus, on East Avenue in Chico.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself in front of the family.
Consider yourself at home at the Cascade Theater in Reading. That's where they're performing the musical Oliver. You have four more chances to see that show this weekend. Our Reading correspondent Kelly went to a dress rehearsal. Let's hear his talk with the director and cast.
I'm Kelly Frost. I'm at the Cascade Theater.
Eileen Tracy Davis, the director of Oliver.
How did you pick this show?
My producer gave me some choices, and when we started talking about them, I was just drawn to the story and the characters. We were able to cast 12 very talented boys who can all act and sing and dance. We were very fortunate we were able to do that.
My name is Tom Kirschman. I play the part of Fagin, and having a great time.
You're very good. I really enjoyed watching you. I don't know how many kids you got up there, maybe 15. In the show, they're pretty much all under your control. What is that like?
Terrible. No, I'm kidding. They're really great kids. All of their parents should be very, very proud.
My name is Rebecca Mosley, and I'm playing Nancy. Nancy provides the warmth. The show is very cold and sad, really quite somber in a lot of the different numbers. Oliver just keeps being hit with setback after setback. Nancy is a character that comes in and sees that he has a chance at a decent life. She does everything in her power to make that chance a reality for him. Even though she can't get out of the hard life that she's living, she wants to see someone else get to succeed in life. Oliver's that kid.
I'm Ben Hennevelt, and I am 11 years old.
You play Oliver. What is it like being in a production like this, singing and dancing?
It's a lot of fun. I get to experience so much. It's a real life changer.
This is a dress rehearsal, so there's not really a big audience here tonight, but what are you kind of expecting when there is a real audience in there?
A lot of applause. I'm going to get really nervous my first show.
Well, that's okay. I think that's normal.
Yeah.
Do you want to go into acting professionally when you get a little older?
I don't know. Let's just see how my life turns out.
The musical Oliver is playing at the Cascade Theater in Reading. It plays tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and the final performance is Sunday at 2. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program in its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.com. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself in front of the family. I'm talking to you.